Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We are so glad we're actually on the air.
We are on the air.
I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience. We are so thankful to our sponsors and to our partners who stand with us on a regular basis. Thank you for your prayers. We're standing up for God and country in that order and for Israel. We're finding out, as we've been talking about in the previous programs, you got to catch them about, you know, as we're focusing and remembering on a general in the first part of this program, continuing talking about, you know, Bob Jones. Yeah, he's gone to be with the Lord the second time.
Right.
And we're going to talk about, in just a moment, hear him talk about where he went to heaven. He died and went to heaven. And we want to hear what he had to say and what God said to him. It's just so important because it defined not only his ministry, but it defined the church for a whole season. It just kind of turned us and in so many different ways. And at his... you got to go to the VFN Torch, and if you didn't hear it or watch the previous program about Bob Jones, but I mean, just all these different leaders and streams came together to be able to honor him, and it's an amazing gift. And but with it, you know, some of the things the Lord told him was about 1 billion souls that there was going to be a harvest coming, which means this is what a harvest means. We use Christianese and stuff.
Yeah.
1 billion folks who don't know Jesus. Who have not yet made Jesus the Lord of their life are going to make him the Lord of their life. They're going to not only be a Christian, but they're going to live in heaven, in eternity, with God forever and be a part of the new heaven and the new earth.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. 1 billion people. And and the word was, I believe, that even he would see the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Which means we're living in
our
the aspect.
Days.
We're living in everything. I think it's like... Okay, you focus on that prophecy, and I'll focus on this one. It's coming very quickly. But we want you to hear Bob himself talk about his experience when he went to heaven, because he had died, and he went to heaven, and he's there. And it's some very important things that you're hearing that we're going to talk more about. But listen to Bob tell you himself.
On August 8th of 75, the Lord had given me some prophecies, and I began to bring them, and I was told by an evil spirit if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98%. It was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back, because I'm going to bring 1 billion souls unto myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls. But he did show me parts in heaven. And we've got 5 senses. In heaven, all 5 senses are beyond anything that I can tell you. For there are fruit there that you can bite into, and the nectar is as sweet and as enjoyable. There's nothing that I could ever compare on earth. Sound there. Everything that makes a sound there makes praise. The wind blowing through the trees is praise. The rippling waters is praise. There's songbirds is praise in there all the time. You can hear the songs of praise. Your eyes sees nothing but beauty there. Your nose will smell fragrance, your taste. And the feelings there were the greatest, because I felt so secure. I felt literally wrapped in love. I felt that I was asking the faceless man that stood beside me, what is this I feel? And he said, that is the love of God that's around you. I said, it's so white and it's so beautiful. What did he said? It's also the glory. The glory and the love. And that is the 17th, John 17. The glory and the love he had from the beginning. And you're literally wrapped there. You have no thoughts of bad thoughts. You have nothing demonic penetrating your brain. All five senses are beautiful. The sounds, the praise. And there you meet people and you know them without talking. And you can literally answer questions without conversation. And there, if you're in the valley and you want to be on top of the mountain, you can be there as fast as a thought. You can go underneath the sea and talk to the fish. There are valleys there of dinosaurs, and you can go look. Everything is created down here. This is a type and shadow. It's the real thing up there. So while I was up there, that's what I saw. I also saw the saints that went before me. And some of them, like the Apostle Paul, I wanted to ask the question. And the Lord says, no, you don't get to ask the question. He gets to ask the first question. And I was saying, why? He said, because you're part of his testimony. And Paul's testimonies won't be finished until the last of the saints are saved. And his testimony then finished of what he did. For our testimonies go on into eternity. You lead somebody to the Lord, they lead somebody to the Lord, they're part of your testimony. So we're continually building a testimony.
I want to ask you how that relates now. We got about a short time period. About the sons and how that relates now, what God is doing with the sons of the kingdom.
Well, what he's doing now is bringing, there's been a new birth. I believe we're
It's amazing. It is amazing to see how heaven is going to be. And there is a post you can see on the torch. It's going to be changed. The name's going to be changed. Did you learn to love? That's important to be able to connect that with the word that's going on. But of all the things that you could be asked in the presence of God, but just think about heaven for a moment. And if you haven't yet heard and listened to 90 Minutes in Heaven, 90 Minutes in Heaven, hopefully we'll make it a related link to this particular segment so you can actually see it on VFNTV.com and click on the torch. But just to hear what heaven is like. But he's beginning to take it to a different level, and he's talking about how heaven was just surrounded with the glory and the presence of God and everything. The wind, when it blew across the trees, was praising God. The birds, when they sang songs, the songbirds, as he would say, they're praising God. That, I mean, it's a melancholy's dream, it looks like. You don't have to talk, but everybody knows what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And we talk about spirit of discernment here. But really, when you think about it, the spirit of discernment is... what's heaven? I mean, everything is cranked up. I mean, everything works clearly, and no more negative
hindrances.
What's that?
No more hindrances. No demonic presence.
No, yeah, isn't that amazing? No more sin. No more negative thoughts. Can you imagine what heaven's going to be like?
I can't wait.
I mean, our mind will be like Pat's mind, and we'll be
wow.
Well, the audience in the back of the way back in the studio over there. Just imagine that, though. It's just going to be so wonderful. And that's why I don't understand why Christians fear death. I mean, I fear pain. I mean, I don't fear pain. I don't want pain. I don't want to go, but only
injured. Don't want to hurt.
Don't want to hurt. Right. But the thing is, we should not, we win. Paul said, if we fear death, if there's nothing after this life, we should be pitied more than anybody else. But there is. He's eternal life. And he's talking about it, what it was like there. And he talked about the wind. He said there was a valley of dinosaurs? What did he say?
Dinosaurs.
And thank God there's somebody more southern than us.
Yes.
And he's actually from Florida.
Chipley,
Florida, right there where I don't think they have any Saints fans there. Anyway, so But it's just amazing. We're honoring him, talking about him. Obviously, we can't cover everything about his life, but I want you, we're going to make some things available for you on the VFN Torch where you can just think about this. This is what you can say. God, I want to max out my life for you. I want to be like a general, God's one of God's generals, you know, maybe a Bob Jones, maybe a Steve Hill, you know, maybe on and on. You can name them all day long. But these are two we're honoring, you know, this week, and just thinking, my goodness. And of all the things that you could be asked, and this is what he says, you know, if you do not love, this is what the word of God says. If you do not love your brother, you don't even know God. And Jesus said this, he said in Matthew chapter 7 that you can actually do church. You can, what we call, you know, people say, you know, you can look at what they're doing. You go, look at that. That's a church. You can actually preach and teach and sing and build buildings and buy hymnals and get the right kind of carpet. You can get like a real fancy blinking sign. You can prophesy. You can lay hands on people in the name of Jesus and they can be healed. You can have deep wisdom that just melts people. It's so wonderful when you share it because it's God's wisdom. And still, you can bust hell wide open.
That's
what he's saying. Because 2%, think about this, and we're going to talk about this in just a moment. 2% of humanity was in the line for Jesus, and the other 98% weren't. And it makes me think about Howard Pittman and Placebo Gospel and his testimony. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
December 25th is a holy day, deeply spiritual for many of us. And the Christmas season is an excellent time to remember the historical facts about Jesus Christ. Here's writer and speaker Sean McDowell.
Whether or not Jesus lived, there are very few, if any, legitimate scholars who will doubt that. Do you know within 150 years of the life of Jesus, we have 42 sources that mention him, 9 secular sources. Now, Tiberius Caesar, who's the most powerful man, humanly speaking, or the Caesar during that time, there's 10. So there's 4 times as many for the historical Jesus as any other ancient figure. Now, if you put this in perspective, Jesus had no money. He had no political power. He didn't write any books. And we have this wealth of documentation saying the historical Jesus lived.
To learn more about Jesus Christ, stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com/faith.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that his people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships. But don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it and prayed about it. and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We have breaking news right now in New York City. The fire department is responding to the reports of a building explosion. That's a building explosion and collapse in East Harlem. The reports are that 160 firefighters are battling a five-alarm blaze of an explosion that caused buildings to collapse in New York City in East Harlem neighborhood. That's I think it's around 114th.
That's Spanish Harlem. That's the barrio they call that place. Yeah. Area.
But the interesting thing is right now you want to keep them in your prayers in the context of that, and you can find out more on the VFN Torch. But also, that's Fox News reporting that, but the Jerusalem Post just reported this morning that in East Jerusalem, a man planned to blow up homes in the capital as a revenge against the Jews. What he did was he cut the gas lines. He cut the gas lines, and you could see more about this on the VFN Torch, and they arrested him, but he was going to do it by cutting gas lines, and they're smelling gas. They begin to smell gas, yeah. From understand up here, and it was the explosions. It was at 9 a.m. this morning.
I don't know the exact time. They say at least 15 people were hurt. One report was that they saw a woman flying out of the window. Mm. Eight-year-old boy, wow. Badly burned. You see just rubble.
Do you want to keep them in our prayers? And as we speak at this moment, that is what's taking place. It's just breaking news in New York City. And it is up, and if you think about, if you don't understand New York, when you're talking about 114th to 117th Street, you're talking, that's kind of the
Spanish Harlem.
Well, to most Americans, you're looking.
A lot of buildings. This is not a commercial area. It seems like this is a residential area that happened to me. So.
Right. Yeah, so Times Square, you're looking at it around 33rd, 34th. So you just count that many streets, how far north it is from the center of what you often see there. It's where people live. Mm-hmm. That's the residential area right there. But that, in this morning, the Jerusalem Post is saying the very same thing was happening there, where there was somebody had cut gas lines. This man admittedly said that he was a man linked to Hamas, mind you, and that's what we're going to be talking about in tomorrow's program, we're going to be talking in the program soon. A man linked to Hamas intentionally cuts the gas pipes in the Armand neighborhood in attempting to harm Jews, told interrogators that he wanted to revenge for the Jewish entry into the Temple Mount, Israeli crimes in Gaza. And it's like, and so he cut the gas lines to be able to do that. Mm. And I want to say this as we're listening and understand that God is the one that protects us. He's the one that keeps us. It's not he blesses our abilities to do things, but understand outside of God that we are so vulnerable. It is just, it wouldn't take nothing to be able to take down, as you will be hearing soon, that the goal of our adversaries who want to harm America, including China, they've been focusing for years, and there's been a lot of cyber attacks we'll be talking about. But all you have to do is take America's economy down for 7 days. That's what 9/11 was about, taking down those financial towers. 7 days, that's how fragile we are. And you think about what we talked about, is New York City, the spiritual Babylon that we talked about? And you can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. But the reality is this is America. Mm-hmm. This is one of our cities and our nation that is experiencing such tragedy right now. Again. And but we don't have any reports that we know. All we know that it's a five-alarm fire. Fox News is reporting that it was 15 people have been injured, and the extents of the injuries are unknown at this time. But they're seeing their friends literally just thrown from the explosion outside of their building, correct?
Neighbors, yeah.
And neighbors. And so we just want to remember them in our prayers. Well, there's one thing that Bob Jones was talking about here is, and we'll keep you updated for new news arrives on that. But Bob Jones was saying when he went to heaven, and he's there in heaven, when he went to go be with the Lord, he asked, God asked him one specific question, you know, did you learn to love? Did you learn to love? And he asked everybody that question. Mm-hmm. This is the question I got to ask you. I mean, if God asked you that question, you know, you may lie to men, but you can't lie to God. I mean, he's not asking us the question because he don't know the answer.
Right.
He's letting us know the reason why something good's about to happen or what something tragic's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And because we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
That's right.
And, you know, we all appear before the king, and some are sheep and some are goats. And I guess the ones that didn't learn how to love, you know, would be the goats, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You would assume. And so, but this is the amazing thing that, only 2% of humanity, only 2% of humanity was in the line that says Jesus is Lord.
Right.
At, for Jesus. And 98% of humanity was not in the line for Jesus. 98%. And it makes me think about Howard Pittman. Howard Pittman, he was a Baptist minister, I believe, in Louisiana. He'd been pastoring maybe 3 to 5 years. He felt that he was going to run for sheriff. He wanted to run for sheriff, and he was going to collect a campaign donation or something of that nature, and he had a heart attack. They rush him to the hospital. He dies on the operating table. He goes immediately to heaven. It's like an angel just escorts his spirit. I guess it's the same soul to heaven. Mm-hmm. And he's like, the angel shows him this line of folks. Well, you can see to the left or whatever direction it was, there's a small number of people and going to towards the Lord. And he said, you know, what is that, Howard? And he goes, that those are people that just died, they get their life to the Lord and they're saved. And he goes, that's great. And the angel was disheartened. He's like, why is everybody so sad? Mm. He says, and he talks about that's only 10% or something in nature that just died. The rest of them didn't make the right choice.
Right.
And they're not here. They didn't go to heaven. And so, and then you hear Bob's word, you know, his experience in heaven confirms exactly what Howard Pittman was saying. And so Howard ends up showing up. They set him by the threshold of, threshold of a doorway. And he didn't go into the presence of the Lord. And the angel just told him to stay right here. And he had a list kind of explaining why he was going to, needed to go back and be sheriff. I mean, why in the world would you want to do that? I mean, we appreciate our sheriffs, but, you know, leave God, the presence of God.
Right. Hello.
Especially after hearing what Bob said about heaven. And, of course, he hadn't seen that part yet because he had to actually get saved. Anyway, so, and so all of a sudden he has this list that he's going to present to God why he is needs to go back, and he's not seeing God. And the Lord, and all of a sudden the Lord began to speak, but he said it was like every storm at the very same time happening. It was it was just such fierce. And I remember God showing me in a vision, in a dream, where the voice of God is so loud that as soon as he spoke, everybody just ran for cover. Mm. It was amazing. This crackling, you know, and so it was so loud and so terrifying. He dropped his list. And then all of a sudden he's the Lord is speaking to him and he's terrified. And, God's just getting onto him, and he's realizing everything to that point in his life had been wrong. All of his motives, even though he was pastoring a church, you know, it was wrong. And God was just, he was getting the current sternness of God. And then it was kind of walking away like, that's it. And then God draws him back to himself. And then he starts filling the heart of God, the Father's heart, and he feels the love of God, and God begins to love on him. And he says, you know, I'm going to send you back. And when he went back, he made it right. And he wrote a book called Placebo Gospel, which I got turned on to the book through Mike Bickle, which Mike Bickle got turned on to what he was doing in Kansas City as the Lord led through Bob Jones, who we're actually honoring in the context of this. And so we're just, and you're hearing it. You see how things continue to go and go and go like a vine. And so, he goes back and he spends the rest of his life traveling everywhere he could all over the world saying, listen, there's a placebo gospel. And a placebo means things they're telling you, what's in that pill is not real. It's sugar. And because he went back and he studied the word of God, he realized that even when Jesus was ministering, I believe only 10% said yes, 25%. 25% said yes and 75% said no to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people say yes to religion. But this is what God was saying, and he was speaking through a seer, Bob Jones, who we're honoring. He's saying, when he stood before the throne of God, God said, did you learn to love? And that's my question. Did you learn to love? I know you can sing. I know you can do business. I know you can make money. I know you can preach. I know you can teach. You know, I know you talk about all your stuff and things and whatever. But the question is, if people were around you, do they feel loved? Do they feel like you've laid down your life for them? I'm not talking about ooey-gooey, you know, fleshly love. I'm talking about, you know, the love, the passionate love of God that you would lay down your life for them. And, you know, somebody recently asked me the question. He says, this man here calls everybody his close friend, you know. And I said, but, you know, I know him, that if I was in trouble, he would come to me. He would. All I had to do is ask him, and he would do it. And I said, that is a friend.
Right.
And that's how you know, if you love in the context of God. And that's what Bob Jones did. I mean, he laid down his life. He didn't have a ministry he promoted. He didn't have books he promoted. He just loved God and loved folks and let others do the same.
That's right.
And that's one of our driving forces. That's all we want to do. People kind of demand you to have this other kind of stuff. It's like, look what you can do when you just love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. We remember you, Bob. And we're going to keep the fire burning.
Oh, my goodness. Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue. A taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road. Right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen,
right.
The Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn.
Mm-hmm.
Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us, so
yeah,
we can continue to be that trumpet.
Absolutely,
calm.
Absolutely. Partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page, and you'll be able to follow. It has some hands around the torch.
Mm-hmm.
That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone, and when we have our ears attentive to his very word.
Mm-hmm. Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights, automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Also, welcome to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me is Pat Hamilton today. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
We are so glad to be able to be here, to be able to talk about the things of the Lord, right?
Yes, we are.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
You know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're just stacking up information, stacking up information, stacking up information. And it's like, you know what? We got to pause for a moment and say, what are we going to do with this news? God, what do you want me to do? And that's what we try to do, keeping the conversation light. And there's one thing taking place I want to talk about in today's program is the reality of how dependent we are on technology. And it's amazing how good things can happen with technology and bad things. You know, when you start opening up new commerce, you know, there's always evil out there trying to take advantage of it or to use it for its own gain and all. Mm-hmm. But as the particular program that you may have seen that you can find on the VFN Torch, you know, Jehimini Crickets, you know, talking about people just want Jehimini. They want, and by the way, we don't even know what that means quite often, mm-hmm. but it means people want to rule the world. They want to take over your nation. Mm-hmm. They want to take over the world. And it's like, really? Is lifestyle, you want to run the whole thing? I mean, come on. You know, we're trying to run our lives and somebody's wanting to run the world. But the truth, it's just true. Mm-hmm. You just got to say, you know, don't be naive. That got mankind in trouble, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Being in the garden and being near or naive, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the context of that. And Adam and on. But understand this, that we have experienced cyber attack after cyber attack now, where you have banking and the power grids and the military and more drones. You know, everything's becoming more technical. It's just becoming, you know, PlayStation 2. You're going to have little kids just running the country from the... But it makes us all vulnerable. It makes us vulnerable. I'll never forget when my bank, I went down to the bank and they actually called me and they were just laughing and they were talking about...
They were laughing?
Well, they were laughing because they know that would have been far-fetched. And they were saying, you know, were you in Germany last week? And I said, why? And they're talking about... You know, people were purchasing things with my card in Germany and the things that they were purchasing, they're mm-hmm. laughing. And I said, well, no, I wasn't. But what happened was somebody actually got the card number, the debit card type number, mm-hmm. and they just somehow began to just spend it. But the banks covered it. But how can the banks cover everything?
Right.
At some point, it's going to be like, oops, we can't do that. And I talk to the banks and some of the banks, I say, well, you know, what are you going to do if this happens and that happens? And I talk about the financial crisis and they're really aiming. This is what they want to do. Any means necessary to be able to stop America and any country, but America is the big country. And they realize the only way you can affect America, the only way, I think we had a president that once kind of said it. He said, it's the economy, stupid, mm-hmm. right? And well, I think he just named the heart, the God, small g God of many people's hearts in America is money. And if you can touch their money, since their trust is in money, mm-hmm. you can take their country down. And so 9/11 was strictly about hitting it. A lot of people just see those two tall buildings. But that's the financial trade took place in those buildings. Money moving and coming and selling and all that. As a matter of fact, you know, John, your dad worked in there for a while,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, worked in Wall Street for many, many years, and I've been myself personally in the World Trade Center. Those towers are amazing. You stand at the very top, you know, look out the window, and you can be 10 feet away from the window, and you actually think you're going to fall off. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how high it is. You can actually see the building sway side to side.
But you're talking present tense, but really, that's how it was.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Yeah, and thank God that your dad wasn't, you know.
No, my dad was not there in the day that 9/11. My dad cried watching the news. In fact, he lost a friend, you know, mm-hmm. in that attack. And I have an Uncle Abe who had just left from working, you know, in the Trade Center. Just amazing. Wow. But he worked there for many, many years, And to see that tragedy take place and that amount of area devastated is kind of mind-boggling. It's very hard, very difficult for someone who's never been in a really big city or understand how tall these buildings really were. But I can remember at the foot of the building having to put my hand on someone's shoulder to lean fully back to get the height of how tall that building, those buildings were. And so it's something that's just amazing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear, because we're going to be going to talk about, you know, this cyber, coming cyber attack is what this man is saying, and that it's not if it comes, it's when it's come. Don't panic. Be prepared. And we've been talking about that for quite some time. Listen up. CBN News.
America faces more terrorist attacks, but not the kind you expect. Cyber terrorists are poised to launch a massive assault on the U.S. economy. That's the conclusion of security expert Kevin Freeman. He says they've done it before, and he says the signs are in place that they can do it again, hurting the finances of ordinary Americans in their retirement accounts, mortgages, and savings. But he also says you don't need to panic. You can be prepared. In his new book, Game Plan, Freeman lays out some basic steps people can take to withstand the coming storm.
Well, Kevin Freeman has written a book called Game Plan. I find it very fascinating. It's just published, just hit the bookstores. And he's here with us right now. Kevin, good to have you with us. Thank you.
I appreciate being here.
All right. You pointed out two major problems. One is a computer attack on our financial system, and the other was the so-called EMT, where it just blows everything up. Tell us about what the Chinese may be planning against our financial institutions.
Well, they have been planning this for a long time, and it's not just the Chinese. Yeah. They wrote the book. It's a book called Unrestricted Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And it details that you can't beat America militarily head on.
Mm-hmm.
The way to defeat America is to bring down our financial system, to bring down our electric system, and attacks on the electric grid, or to do a cyber attack.
Well, you know, Osama bin Laden was a businessman. He was smart enough. He realized that those towers weren't the ultimate goal. That was to destroy American economy, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. He said hitting the U.S. economy through all possible means is our number one objective.
Well, what are the Chinese doing?
Well, in 1999, the two senior colonels wrote that book, Unrestricted Warfare. And from that date till the present, they have accumulated massive amounts of American debt, which is one of the things they said they would do. Right. And the second thing they've done is they've built up a cyber hacking unit in the People's Liberation Army that is the most sophisticated, perhaps, in the world, second only to maybe the Russians and our own capabilities, North Korea, Iran. But they, if they can take down the stock market and take it down for a week or longer, it'd wreak havoc on our economy.
How would they do that?
Well, they could just hack into it. They've hacked the NASDAQ multiple times. They've hacked the New York Stock Exchange. They've hacked the Navy systems, the White House, the NSA, you name it.
So they can actually enter into the Wall Street, these sophisticated trading, about 60-70% of all the stock trades are these program things that
right.
are done by computers.
Trading, right?
Yeah. So how do you stop that?
You really can't. You've got to be prepared to bring it back up if it happens.
Yeah.
So we do our best to prevent it. But there was a Russian national, Sergei Alenikov, who walked out with the high-frequency trading algorithms out of Goldman Sachs. He was arrested. He was sent to prison. He was released on a technicality. But he walked out with the high-frequency trading algorithms. If you had that, you could sit in any nation, any city in the world, and you could crash Goldman Sachs and cause a New York crash.
For the uninitiated, just talk about a high-frequency trading algorithm. What do they plan? How does it work?
Those are the computers that trade continually. So they'll read the news, and they'll see a news item. And when they see the news item, they'll say, we should sell.
All right.
For example, the Syrian Electronic Army hacked the AP Twitter feed last April, April 2013. They said the White House has been struck. The computers in New York started instantly selling, and the stock market fell 1% in less than a minute.
It happens that fast?
It happens that fast.
Well, the poor mom and pop guy out there in Des Moines, Iowa, they don't stand a chance.
There is truth in that, yes.
All right. Now, that is, there's something else called that electronic pulse thing, though, the EMP, that actually is a nuclear-generated pulse that shuts everything down. How does that work?
essentially it sends off such a powerful electric signal that we had this naturally happen in 1859, I think it was, called a Carrington event. And the sun sent a solar flare, and the solar flare was so intense that it sent electricity across the lines and blew up telegraph offices. They started burning to the ground. If the Iranians launched a nuclear, very crude nuclear device over the continental United States, it would send off a pulse that could wipe out our electric grid. And we're doing very little to protect against it.
What happens if the electric grid goes down? I mean, give us some scenarios. What goes on with the average person's life at that point?
Day one, you have a barbecue outside and you meet with your neighbors. Day three, you don't have any water left and you're starting to search for water. Day four and five, there's no food left on the shelves. There's no way to get gasoline out of the pumps. There's no way to get medicine. Within a month or two, people start dying, and it's very tragic. They say in 6 months it could be a sovereignty-ending event. The government collapses.
Well, there's no way of getting money either. The money
is gone. Yes, the ATM networks don't work. Credit cards don't work. Cars don't drive.
So if you have a stock market account, you can't pick up the telephone. The phone probably didn't work either.
No, you can't access anything. You're isolated. You're alone. You don't know what to do.
How real is this? How close to something like this?
The threat is very real. I don't know if it's going to happen in 6 days, 6 months, or 6 years, but we have about a 1 in 6 chance every decade of it happening naturally just from a solar flare, and we're doing very little to protect.
What could we do to protect it?
Well, we can strengthen and harden our electric system. We can individually put Faraday cages on some of our sensitive electronics, but the nation itself could protect our transformer network, and we could put a missile defense that would stop the Iranians or the North Koreans from firing a missile.
How do we protect the power grid? What do we do?
Well, you just have to have a greater capacity. It's got to be able to take the excessive voltage that comes across. So there's ways that you can strengthen it, and the cost to the electric network is actually very little.
I have a 100-kilowatt generator in the mountains. We've got a big one here. Would a generator work in those times? Would they be shut down too?
No, a generator could work, but you have to have access to fuel. Where are you going to get the continuing supply of fuel to run?
You got about 30 days. So actually, you couldn't drive your car because the pumps work off electricity.
That's correct. Although we could put manual pumps on all the gas stations. But we could put a manual backup. We don't have them. We should.
But your water, you can't get water either.
You can't get water either.
Kevin, it's a frightful scenario, but you think it's very real. I mean, this is the way they could bring America down.
It absolutely is. And what I personally think it is, I think that an electronic cyber economic attack would be God's judgment on this nation from turning away from him.
But it could happen any day.
It could happen today. It could happen next week.
The last part of this game plan, you've got a few tips about what to do with money. I won't get into that right now, but it's a very practical suggestions about what to do to prepare yourself. But, folks, this is a frightening book, but it's something you ought to read. It really is. Amazon?
You can get it at Amazon. My website, secretweapon.org.
Yeah.
Is your website, I believe, CBN's going to carry it.
Okay. Game Plan by Kevin Freeman. Man, it'd be so easy to do this. That's what's so scary.
And our enemies are planning it.
Well, these couple little guys sitting around in a dorm room can do some of this. They can hack into our systems.
Yes, but they're much better financed and much better prepared than just a couple of guys in a dorm room. There's an entire segment of the People's Liberation Army focused on this.
There's no question about it.
No question. The Iranians, the supreme leader of Iran, pointed out on the Fars television network, he showed, this is our room full of cyber warriors that will bring down the great Satan.
Kevin Freeman. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to get scared about stuff, but the truth is we live in a very tenuous situation, and if we don't pray and ask God for his protection and deliverance, the thing is at the door. Could happen any day, right? You're not talking about something
that's... It could happen any day.
Wow. It's amazing when you're... This is what he said. This is what he said. This book just came out. We talked about it a little bit earlier. We were talking... And we'll talk more from after the break how to prepare for this. But cyber attack causing financial collapse can't be stopped. You can't stop it, he said. You have to be prepared to bring it back up. And most folks aren't prepared to reboot their phone if they lose their data, much less their computers and how things operate in your business. And God's given us insight about that. He's been speaking for quite some time about this. And we can share with you some wisdom, which is if you just say it's going to happen, then you'll quit, you know, not preparing for this. And we'll show you. I remember at one particular time when the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about this some years back, and Pat and I were sitting at a particular restaurant, and I'm talking to you in the Pensacola area back then, and I said, this is what the Lord's saying. Mm-hmm. And he specifically said, you know, back this up and back that up. You remember what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my computer crashed.
And we lost everything. But the whole thing is God lets us know. Mm-hmm. Don't think that he's like, God thought into making sure that, yes, he is.
Yeah.
We got to survive this. And you know what we do now? As soon as God tells us to do anything, we just do it. And it's amazing. God's going to give you wisdom. We're going to talk about the wisdom of God when you come back, how to be able to, you know, just reboot and keep going after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talk to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back to VFN TV, the daily radio program. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the cyber attack, which means just attacking on the computer systems and all. And openly, they're saying that Kevin Freeman, who wrote this book, Game Plan, is talking about with the interview there on CBN. We're also going to have an interview on The Blaze coming in just a moment. That that they've hacked that. They hacked the NASDAQ. They got into the NASDAQ computers. They hacked the New York Stock Exchange, the military, NSAs. Think about that. And the White House. They're getting in everywhere in the context of that. So it's not about, this is the thing, it's not about whether it's going to happen or not. He said, you can't stop it. You just have to be prepared to bring it back up again. And what does that mean? That means you can't rely on other folks to be able to have your data and your information and your programs, by the way. You know, print off, as John Paul Jackson said, as John was saying in the break, you know, take the time to just print off your checking account. Quit getting everything digital right now. Get it digital and have them mail your bank statements. Have them send you all your title deeds. Have everything that you own and all your loan papers. Have it all printed out so you actually have actual paperwork that says you own this thing.
And that you paid for it.
And that you, how much you paid for it. Because they're not, digitally, it's all they really know. But if you have a printout, so quit all this like save green, think green. Right now you need to think paper.
That's right.
And get stuff written on paper. And he says very specifically, and begin to back things up on separate hard drives that are totally not connected to the internet so that it's totally separate. And so you can just take that hard drive off and just put it, you know, in your, on your desk or something of that nature and don't have it hooked up. So if it goes down, you have your programs, your information, your children's pictures, your finances, all that different stuff. But listen to this interview on the Blaze right now with Kevin Freeman as he's talking about his book, China and the Reality of What's About to Happen. God's Judgment is what he says.
Really good case that people have the motive and the means to be able to take us down economically.
And the opportunity.
And the opportunity. I think we are being sabotaged by 100 different people that want to take us down in every way, from global warming to the Fed, you know, printing us out of or into oblivion. But you lay out some ways to actually try to lessen the blow on you. Explain. Give me some of them.
Well, I put a list, and I've got it on page, starting on page 220 of the book. Step one is we need to realize we're in a global war. And it's an economic war. Mm-hmm. We knew we were in a Cold War, and we responded appropriately. We act as if all our enemies, what we see as a marketplace, our enemies are seeing as a battle space. Mm-hmm. So we have to recognize the global war is underway. That's the first thing. Second thing is we need to take reasonable precautions. Our markets have been opened, as I discussed in the first book, Secret Weapon, to naked short selling and credit mm-hmm. default swaps and things that are so complex that should never be allowed.
Kevin, do you believe that, I mean, you know, this part of any conversation is so frustrating to me because I don't think that there's anybody in government or anybody way high up that is going to, they're not going to move. They're not going to move that fast. You'll never get that done. I'm looking at, that's what I would do if I were trying to save the country, but right. I don't know if enough people were really trying to save
the
country.
And most of them don't even understand it. Yeah. When I've been in Congress, they said, write what you're telling me at an eighth grade level and give it to me.
Right. So then you had step three, which is stop money printing, which is not going to happen.
We got to get money moving without money printing, which, and the way that you would do that is you'd actually reduce regulation. You'd you know, let kids open lemonade stands all the way up. You mm-hmm. reduce the regulation, and you get people to hire. You repeal Obamacare. Those are the things that would do. But I can see your point.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult thing to
do. I mean, I'd love this to happen.
It's practical, and it's right.
Right.
But it's hard.
Step four is achieve
energy independence.
Uh-huh.
And
we
could
do it. We could do it, and it would be easy. It would be easy.
Yeah, there's a political solution required.
Reduce regulation, which we're going the opposite direction.
That's correct, unfortunately.
Okay. Workable tax code, which...
Which, that one's important because we have trillions of dollars in foreign corporations overseas. John Chambers at Cisco says, I'll bring it back tomorrow and start hiring people
yeah.
if you will let me bring it back without paying punitive
correct.
Taxes.
Correct. Okay, we have about 2.5 minutes, and I want to focus on steps 7 and 8 real quick.
Okay.
First one is teach America what it's all about.
That's right. And that's what you're doing. And if people grab and see our uniqueness in history and how God established this country and all of the things that make us special, then people will realize that we've got to maintain that special standard.
Okay. And the last one is return to our spiritual roots.
See, in the end, you may be right. Everything could be stripped from us economically. Mm-hmm. But if our treasure is not in money, and not in our monetary system, we will survive, thrive, and come back.
In this special, we were talking, and I said, if we lose everything, it's okay. as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
What do we have? Nothing. The name of the book is Game Plan. I don't know if you've ever seen Kevin before, but he gets it like so very few get it. Pick it up. It's available everywhere, and we'll have you back on the show again soon. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley. It's your community center. That is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.